DW.
I too was impressed by Germany's seemingly organized recycling system when I first moved here. There are lots of colorful bins, and I received a handy little guide when I moved into my apartment telling me what goes where, although I'm still not 100% on that. So let's start with the collection side of things. How good are Germans and people living in Germany at actually separating all of these things?
I find it quite funny that that you say that you get confused, because even we get confused in terms of what goes where. Sometimes it's not very clear, okay, this is plastic, but does it really go into the yellow bin or not, for example? Or this is a tissue, does it really go into the paper? So it is kind of confusing, to be honest, sometimes.
Definitely. So I'm going to actually put your knowledge to the test. Both of you, feel free to chime in here. I've got some rapid fire questions about what we can recycle. So just a yes or no is good. All right. So can we recycle disposable coffee cups?
Well, you see, it's confusing. I mean, I think also it's officially you can throw it in the yellow bin. Whether it gets really recycled, that's the question.
Okay, we'll come back to that one. Next one, coffee cup lids.
No.
Pizza boxes.
If they're dirty, no.
These plastic clamshell food containers. Often they'll be like fruit, like strawberries in them, or sometimes vegetables.
This goes into the yellow bin because it's packaging, I would say.
Yeah, you're right, but what you're talking about, this packaging, is made out of a composition of substances, of plastics. That's why it's not very easy to recycle. So there are different types of plastics which are almost impossible to separate in the recycling, which is not economically also not worth it anymore. That's why it does not get recycled in the end.
But you have to put it in the yellow bin.
That's the question here.
All right. So a little disagreement on that one. Cardboard milk cartons.
Yes, they definitely go into the yellow bin, but their recycling is super hard and most of it don't get recycled.
Also here, it's carton, but what people often don't know that they have a high amount of plastics inside and also aluminium to protect the liquid milk or juices from light. And
so they have a lining on the inside, essentially.
Exactly. Same problem here. A composition of different materials which have to be separated to be recycled. And the target of all recycling and separation and collection systems is always to have clean and also clean material collection systems, which means mono materials in this bin and others in the other. But production side and packaging industry is not doing us a favor many times.
Gotcha. All right. And do we need to rinse or wash out our containers before we put them in the bin?
It's not necessary because they get washed at the recycling plants. But sure, they should be like, we call it in German, Löffelrein, which means like spoon clean. Like you don't have to wash it, but empty it.
Okay, a little clarity on a few recycling items there.
So.
That's helpful. So you had mentioned the mixed materials, but what happens if we recycle things that shouldn't be put in the bin? Some call this aspirational recycling. Does that recycling get thrown out, or what happens if, let's say, we put something in that shouldn't be there?
If there's something put in the, for example, in the yellow bin, which is not supposed to be there, it usually gets sorted out. So to get the plastic resources, they separate these things. So it's not like a whole bin is contaminated just because there is one pizza carton inside. Of course, if it's very mixed, it's not worth it to recycle it anymore. It gets too expensive for the recyclers, and then it might get thrown away.
All right. So once all this recycling has been collected, what happens to it in Germany?
A lot of it goes to recycling plants, and there it gets sorted again. But to be honest, even though we might have the reputation to be very good at recycling, most of it gets burned.
When you say most of it?
In case of plastic, for example, packaging plastic, almost 60%.
Gets burned,
exactly. It's more than half of our municipal waste, like a solid residual waste. We have over 90 incinerators in Germany. We burn around 26 million tons per year.
Wow. Okay. So once it's been incinerated, once it's been burned, what happens to the smoke that comes off of that, as well as, I assume, there's some byproduct left over, like some sort of ash or something?
Yeah, exactly. It's quite toxic, to be honest. They could reduce the emissions of dioxins. These are cancer-causing toxic substances. I mean, there's good filters, there's good technology, but still they filter it out. So there are powders in these filters. There is trash from the trash. So we have in Germany around 250,000 tons of these highly, really highly toxic powders, which are treated almost like nuclear waste. So we put it in salt mines or in former coal mines and leave it there.
All right. Well, I'm not sure that makes me feel any better, but so one other element to the recycling system here in Germany is that we have a deposit scheme. So I can take my plastic bottles or glass bottles back to the grocery store or these other drop-off points, put them in a machine, I get a little bit of money back. That's always nice. Now, some argue that this is actually a more effective way of recycling. Irena, can you explain why some have come to this conclusion?
There are different reasons. First of all, this is an economic incentive for people to recycle. Of course, we give them a reason why they have to separate. That motivates them to go to the shop and bring the bottle back. So in Germany, there might be some trash on the street, but it's very rare to see a bottle left alone somewhere in a park.
Right. Yeah, you can actually leave your glass bottle next to the garbage cans here, and usually people will come pick them up because they'll get a deposit back for them.
Yeah, exactly. So on the one hand, we have this economic incentive. And then secondly, as we were mentioning, the hardest part of recycling is the huge, crazy mix of kind of plastics that we have in the bins that makes the sorting very difficult and the recycling process almost impossible in many cases. Here, the good thing is that the only plastic bottles that are accepted in this deposit system are PET plastic bottles. So you don't have the problem of mixing it with other plastics or with even with other elements that are not plastic. So you get out of the machine, you get pure, clean plastic that is much easier to recycle.
Right. When I take these bottles back, I have to look for the little sticker that says you actually can get a deposit back for them. It's a certain type of bottle.
Exactly. There are actually two types of bottles. There is multi-use bottles, they are called in German Mehrweg. That means that after you put them in the machine, they are actually collected by the producers. They are washed and refilled and put back into the market. That, of course, is the best option because you are not using new resources. Then there is the other option, which are the ones that are more expensive, 25 cents usually, and they are called Einweg. They are single-use plastic, but they get recycled in a much easier way, as I was describing.
And what has your research found about the effectiveness of these deposit schemes?
Yeah, so actually more than 90% of the bottles are returned to the system. Of course, some get lost because they can be broken or just forget or whatever. From these 90%, some go to recycling and some go to reusing. The glass bottles, they can be refilled up to 50 times.
And wow. Okay, that's a lot.
And some of the PET refillable bottles up to 20 times. So it's already a lot of times that we save resources.
All right, so a question for both of you. I think Germany is often lauded, as we've said, as one of the better countries when it comes to recycling. But is the German recycling system working as it is right now? Or is there quite a bit of room for improvement?
I think there is definitely space for improvement. As you just said, the recycling system is somehow working, even though it could be more, for sure. And there is another aspect which should be considered, because it's not just recycling, which is just the third step. We should start avoiding waste first and then try to reuse it. We should reuse a lot more.
Yeah, I agree. There is a lot of room for improvement, and there is need of more stricter legislation. For instance, clearer information for the consumers. In the case of the bottles, we have to move the responsibility from the consumer to the producers. That's something that it's not happening, and we are carrying every time a higher burden in our bag because we think we don't recycle enough or we don't know exactly what product to buy, so we have to ask for more responsibility for the producers. At least that's what most experts agree on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like I have that problem often when I go to the grocery store of, I don't know if I can recycle the packaging that's on food, but I don't necessarily want to buy it in the first place. But if there's no other option, you know, and I need rice or whatever it is, what do you do then?
Yeah, exactly. And the other option is also to create this deposit system for every kind of packaging, so that even if you have to buy that packaging because there is no other option, then at least you pay some extra money and you are motivated to bring it back to the recycling place.
Mm-hmm. And have you come across groups that are advocating for this deposit scheme for everything? Is that something that's actually being talked about right now?
Yes, for instance, the Deutsche Umwelthilfe, they were one of the first that back in the 2000s were advocating for this deposit system that is in place nowadays in Germany. And I've talked to one of the representatives this morning, and he was saying they really advocate for this system for everything, every kind of packaging. Because that's the only way to, as I was saying, to shift the pressure from the consumer to the producer. DW.